Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take yet another look at the Sun's square to Uranus. Yesterday we took a look at this through the lens of the new moon, and we talked about what you could expect in the entire lunation cycle ahead based on the signatures present at the time of the new moon, including Venus's ongoing retrograde and some other things happening in the cycle. If you haven't gotten a chance to look at that video, you might want to start there because today we're sort of building on some of the things we said yesterday. But not a big deal. You could always watch it later as well and just fill in some blanks. So today we're going to look at the Sun square Uranus. And in order to do so, I'm going to tell you about one of my favorite books, give you a book recommendation that you may pick up if you are someone who likes to study astrology on the side. We're going to take a look at a passage from The Archetypal Universe by Ren Butler, who is a colleague, and his text is one of my desk references. I have a number of them that I often turn to when generating my ideas for content and so forth, and his is one of my most reliable. I love plugging his book because I think people, if you're a student of astrology, his book can be very helpful in terms of getting to know planetary archetypes and their combinations. I think he has a unique way of looking at them. So we'll talk about that. I'm going to go through some of the things he says in his passage on Sun Uranus, tell you about another book, and give you some more things to think about as the Sun Uranus square is very much in the air this week. So that is our agenda for today. Before we get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe. Tell us your stories or share your comments. All of this helps the channel to grow. We really appreciate it. You can find transcripts of any of my daily talks, as always, on the website, nightlightastrology.com. If you go over to the website right now and click on the link that says flash sale, you are also going to see a sale that we have running until the 21st of August. So between the 14th and the 21st, we're running a flash sale on all of our courses. Some of these courses are starting up again in the new year, so we're running a little late summer sale for you guys to jump in on those classes early if you'd like to. The Masterclass series begins in January of 2024, and that is four different seminar series that run winter, spring, summer, and fall in 2024. The new classes are listed on the Masterclass page. So if you go up to the courses page and go to Masterclass, you can see all the new programs that we have for 2024, a bunch of really good new stuff for people who are students of astrology looking for more advanced or specialized topics. Roots and Spheres, which is our monthly moon circle that Ashley and I lead, pairing planets and plants together, studying the astrology of each month and working with plant medicine paired with each lunar cycle throughout the year. That program is also on sale. It begins in the new year, in January of 2024. And then you can get any of my one-year programs. My first-year program starts again in November. Second-year program and horary start in June every year, but you could get a head start on picking those up and enroll next year if you'd like to, or keep them for a future time. And then Readings and Passages, which is the hands-on practice and live client reading program, that program begins in January as well. So a good time to take advantage of those sales. As you are looking over those sales, if you have any questions, feel free to email us, info@nightlightastrology.com, and hope to see some of you in those classes soon. All right, let's turn our attention now to the real-time clock. And here, let me put it up on the screen. All right, perfect. So what we are looking at is the continued square of the Sun and Uranus. So you can see this is Tuesday, August 15th, and the Sun is approaching the square to Uranus. If we advance this by just one day, you'll see that by the new moon Wednesday, that the Sun has passed through the square. So again, we talked about that new moon signature yesterday and kind of expanded upon the entire lunation cycle and five themes to watch for throughout the cycle, given the seeding moment and the Sun-Uranus square. Today, I want to continue exploring the Sun and Uranus a little bit more as a standalone archetypal combination, because if you spread this out, the square between them will be within the 3-degree range all the way up until Saturday, August 19th. So we are working with this all week long, and that new moon energy, although strong, is really just one of the, it's just one day of the week, and it's going to be in effect all week. So let's go ahead, and the first thing I want to do is tell you about a book. If you like archetypes and you want to learn more about them, you're probably like me. You're always looking for good recommendations. This is one of my favorite books ever written on Uranus. And looking at Uranus in as an archetype on its own, as an archetypal field, I guess you could say, and then looking at it in combination with houses, signs, planets, etc. This is by Liz Green. It's called The Art of Stealing Fire, Uranus in the Horoscope. And like I said, it is one of my favorite books. I try to recommend things to you guys that, you know, I not only like, but have, you know, made a lasting impact on the way that I think about things. And that book is right up there at the top with the best things I've ever read on Uranus and has deeply informed my thinking. So I thought you guys might want to know about that, especially because in that book, she does a really good job talking about the sun and Uranus in particular. There are lengthy sections throughout the text where she talks about the sun and Uranus as an archetypal combination. Now, today, I'm not going to read from this text because the passages that I found, I just felt were a little too dense for where I wanted to go today. So what I am going to do is I'm going to read you straight from another book that I love. Well, this is a favorite desk reference of mine called The Archetypal Universe by Ren Butler. I highly recommend picking up a copy. People who watch my channel for a while know that this is one of my favorite desk references. We've had Ren come and give talks in my speaker series. And I just feel like the way that he thinks is very similar to the way that I think. And so he feels like a kindred spirit in the way that he conceptualizes the combinations of planets. And so I really love it because when I read his lists and combinations of a planetary, you know, planetary combination in his textbook, it tends to it's like one of those water mills, you know, the water starts pouring and then my wheel starts going. So I really appreciate the way that that he does things. Anyway, so here's his passage on Sun Uranus. And what I want to do today is literally just read you what he has to say and then offer my own reflections and commentary as we go. So Sun Uranus, he starts off with principles. And this is sort of the passage within each portion of his text that outlines the most distilled fundamental way of understanding the combination. So Sun Uranus, a heightened sense of freedom and autonomy, individuation and independence, unique opportunities for creative self-expression, unexpected breakthroughs and awakenings, the brilliant light of rebirth. Then he talks about some shadows, manic self-celebration, willful and erratic behavior, excessive urges for independence, and inability to cooperate or compromise with others. So now a little bit of feedback and reflection. A heightened sense of freedom and autonomy. There are some days, and I would describe them as Sun Uranus days, where you just feel like the wind is at your back and filling your sails and nothing's going to stop you. Nothing can hold you back. There's a sense of unlimited potential or possibility, the sky's the limit kind of feeling. These kinds of feelings will often coincide with aspects from Sun to Jupiter or Sun to Uranus. With the Sun and Uranus, there's often an accompanying sense of taking a big step forward somehow in terms of your personal, psychological, professional potential, where it's almost like you feel like you're leveling up somehow. I like that he says that there are opportunities for unique opportunities for creative self-expression. I know as a content creator that when the sun and Uranus come through, I will sometimes create things that I really, really enjoy myself or that I'm really proud of creatively, or I will conceptualize something during that time that I will do in the future. Let's say, for example, some of the series that I've done in the past have come through the inspiration of Uranus and the sun in transit. The series I did on 10 things I've learned in 10 years and 10,000 charts came during a Sun Uranus transit, not unlike the one we're experiencing right now. So you just never know the way that the Sun Uranus comes through and there's a little break in the clouds and suddenly that sort of glorious, you know, divine beam of light pours down from the heavens and strikes you on the face and you suddenly feel lifted up. And that's a metaphor that can, it's an appropriate metaphor for how we might feel when the Sun and Uranus get together, that there is a sense of original thinking, creative breakthroughs, where there's been stuckness or stagnation, suddenly there's an opening. You feel as though you're taking a significant step forward in personal or individual growth. And it's kind of unexpected. The fact that he uses the word unexpected is, of course, in line with Uranus. And also the feeling of that he says, he uses the phrase, the brilliant light of rebirth. And that one's really important for Uranus as well, because there will be this feeling of, like, that's why I use the image of the clouds breaking, because there's kind of a heaviness and you don't even know you're living with it until, boom, the Sun and Uranus come together, or maybe Uranus is transiting the Sun in your natal chart for a longer period of time. And you go through this feeling of this experience of personal renaissance, awakening, rebirth, and the feeling of being excited about something again. Oh my God, I haven't been excited like this for a long time. That's a Sun-Uranus experience. Now, he does say that there's sort of willful, manic self-celebration, willful and erratic behavior, excessive urges for independence, and inability to cooperate or compromise with others. Sort of like someone with their hair on fire that's just, super exuberant and excited. But I would put it like this, like, this is an example that I would compare this embarrassing quality of my character to this part of Sun Uranus. So whenever we've moved, let's say we're, moving apartments back when I was, single in New York City, or since I've been married, moving houses, especially with the whole family, I get in this mode where I'm like really excited, but kind of, sort of manic and like uncompromising in how I think things should be done. And it's just, my wife will always be like, it's like you're getting into moving mode. And, we've had to like have code words, safe words, like rabbit, banana, but some kind of code word that calls me back from like, what am I like, I'm marching to Zion. You know what I mean? It's like, I get that way, where there's a sense of it, but the funny thing is that one of the reasons that it's traditionally been hard for me to recognize when I get like that. And I swear to God, it shows up when we're moving or cleaning. If I'm cleaning a big room or something, I just get sort of like, I get really excited, but then I'm absolutely uncompromising and like sort of like authoritarian, like weird. But thankfully I my wife can call me back. I swear to God, she is magical in that sense, where she can just gently call me back from my insanity. So, but that's how I would describe the Sun Uranus too, is that there's this feeling of I'm off to the races and nothing and nobody can stop me. And if they do, I'll just bowl them over. So those are some of the things you have to watch for with Sun Uranus. Anyway, he goes into this next theme, area of the text, character and themes, a free-spirited sense of exuberance and enthusiasm. And you see that quality can actually be very good and helpful, especially when it's coming through and there's not that kind of rigid, individual, going it alone, not working with other people kind of shadow. Aliveness and excitement, renewed opportunities to find oneself. See, it's funny because we lose ourselves and we don't even know that we've lost ourselves. And you can always tell that you found yourself again, because there's this feeling of like, I'm back, And when you have that feeling, it can be a Sun Uranus feeling. Urges towards self-actualization, personal brightness and brilliance. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. That's Robert Frost, of course, and the road not taken, I think it's called The Road Not Taken, but that sense of being daring and original and individual and breaking from the well-trodden trail and, blazing your own. These are Sun Uranus qualities. Yearning for freedom and autonomy, individuation and independence, rebirth and breakthroughs, and warm rays of personal liberation. Whoso would be a man must be a nonconformist. That was Emerson. Surges of energy and vitality, new or unexpected opportunities for self-expression, feelings of inspiration and illumination, qualities of innovation and originality, creative genius. Humanitarian and egalitarian tendencies, which is funny because on the one hand, you can get someone who's so set in their excitement and their enthusiasm and going in a direction according to their will and the power and force of their the way they see things, their vision, that they can completely disregard other people. On the same note, you get the sun Uranus is like the within the history of humanity, it might be democracy, or it could be, you know, the right to vote being granted to all people, no matter of race, color, gender, etc. So Sun Uranus can have this kind of like spiritual, moral enlightenment, a quality of spiritual or moral enlightenment, but it can also be about the zeal and charisma of single-sighted and lacking in its ability to appreciate diversity, which is something that Ashley and I talked about last week when we talked about Sun Uranus in relation to monomyths. The Renaissance man or woman, the unique, eccentric, or creative father, reconnection with memories of good fathering, redemption of the masculine principle. That's why we mentioned also this week that there can be healing or a focus on liberation or releasing of old toxic father karma, right? And this is a very common thing for outer planetary transits of the sun, that there will be dad karma that comes up. The sun is usually the planet that can represent the paternal energy or the father. But either way, the idea here is of like a release of creative energy relative to the fathering principle. The solar brilliance of Greek civilization, the advent of individualism and democracy, secular humanism, the Enlightenment, redemption of the masculine principle as emerging new paradigm successfully unfolds. So almost like what does healthy masculinity look like in liberating masculinity, or let's call it masculinity on an energetic level. It doesn't have to be literal gender, right? But almost like the yang within all of us. What does it look like when that's when that's moving through us in the world in a healthy way? It's freed up somehow from authoritarianism and rigidity and control and domination and violence and so forth and objectification. Critical attitudes toward the abuse of power. Yeah, it's interesting that the sun Uranus will be about defying, you know, like the French and American revolutions are very sun Uranus. So interesting. Shadow qualities of impatience and restlessness. Yeah, it can feel like you're on, like you've slammed several Red Bulls when the sun and Uranus are together. Quirkiness and eccentricity, impracticality and unreliability, erratic and unpredictable behavior, unfocused creative energies. I had a sun Uranus transit, Uranus transiting my natal sun when it was in Aries. My sun is in Cancer, so it was transiting in Aries, hitting my sun. And one of the things that happened, I think I told you guys, my grandfather passed, but another thing that happened, which was really interesting, was I used to go to Washington Nationals games when we lived in the DC, Maryland area. And I used to go and I would bring like a little journal, and I would often just literally just sit in the ballpark and watch games and relax. Going to baseball games by myself to be one of the most meditative things in the world. I know that's weird, but that's been one of my private pleasures or whatever. It's like a little place that I like to go and have a kind of Zen and baseball experience. Anyway, so I went and I was going and getting these iced teas, and I think I ended up having like, it was super hot. I just remember it was so hot and humid, and it was a long game. It was like a 4-hour game. And I just kept going and getting iced teas. And here's the thing is that at that point in time, I wasn't drinking caffeine. I wasn't a morning coffee or tea drinker. And I just thought iced tea sounds good. And so I just completely spaced on the fact that these have caffeine in them. Just completely spaced on it. Uranus was squaring my sun. I ended up being unable to go to sleep until the next night. So I was up for approximately 24 hours from the time of the baseball game to the following evening. I couldn't sleep. And it was Uranus sun. And I went through, I would just say, a complete roller coaster ride of reflecting on where I was at. and where I was going, and that time ended up being pivotal with respect to the desire to have our second child. Like I did all of this reflecting on fatherhood that was very productive, but sort of, it was sort of crazy, to be completely honest. I can't explain. It was like I was on cocaine or something. I mean, it was just so much caffeine, and I hadn't been drinking caffeine for a long time. So it was like a 24-hour fugue state that I went into, which ended up inspiring the birth of our second child, not right away, but but like not long after. So I did all of this deep reflection on fathering. And I was my oldest daughter had already been born, but anyway, so that sense of restless, erratic, almost like overstimulated qualities that can come through, excessive self-will and obstinacy, problems with authority figures, an inability to cooperate or compromise, unwillingness to commit, ineffective and counterproductive rebellion, tendencies toward manic self-celebration, hubris and inflation, the cult of the hero and Christ complex. So that sense of like, I'm going to save the world, or like, again, if I go... You guys, I'm revealing way too much of myself, but I will tell you that I think that when we're moving and I get into that mode I was describing earlier, it feels like I will save us from the, you know, I'm a Cancer son. So I think part of this is like, I don't like moving. So I'm like, I'll save us from this situation. I'll move it all as quickly as possible, but nobody can stand in my way. It's like this crazy, like Christ the Christ complex that comes up when we're moving. I don't know why that is, but I will just tell you that, again, thank God I have a wife who's like, hey, knock, knock, crazy, crazy pants, come back. So you do have to be careful of that. We talked about it with the Sun Uranus last week and the mono myths, the tendency toward heroic inflation or savior complexes, or, you know, my will, my vision, my way, and nothing else. These can become real shadows. I love he puts this nature in the arts section. Nature, sunlight, sunbeams, the moment of sunrise. Art, radiant genius, an emphasis on light and the spontaneity of the moment in impressionism, the unfettered and eccentric self-expression in abstract art. Cinema, classic auteur directors noted for innovations and firsts, actors who play cool, independent, rebellious, headstrong, self-willed, temperamental, eccentric, goofy, wacky, or quirky characters. Archetypes, the brilliant light of rebirth. The grave itself is but a covered bridge leading from light to light through a brief darkness. That was from Longfellow. The solar hero or heroine, Achilles as primus inter pares, first among equals. Rebirth of the good father archetype, the puer, eternus or eternal youth, the divine child, the reborn sun, the winter solstice or birthday of the unconquered sun, which was the traditional birthday of Horus, Krishna, Dionysus, and Mithras, and adopted in the 4th century AD as the birthday of Christ. Really interesting. One thing that I think is really fascinating is that when I reflect on, you know, clients who have had Uranus transiting their natal sun, which lasts a long time, it's, I would say, depending on, you know, how many retrogrades and so forth, 2 years, I would say, is a good amount of time within which the kind of total effects of Uranus hitting a square conjunction opposition trine to the sun will be. Usually people during that period of time feel like they've uncovered their purpose as it was hidden or dampened or obstructed. Their purpose being that sense of life-giving enthusiasm, direction, clear visions, and a sense of continued growth. I'm taking the next step. I know where I'm going. There's a little bit of a feeling of the tumultuousness or the chaos of like the Red Sea being parted and, you know, like Moses leading the people through it, that the chaos and tumultuousness of potentiality, but also chaos and confusion is somehow, you know, the way is somehow parted so that you can move through it with a clear sense of direction. Of course, the danger of such times is to think that they last forever, or to think that you have become that power that has granted the clarity, which is a kind of inflation that leads to, you know, the problems of the ego. So anyway, these are things to watch for this week. I hope that you enjoyed visiting a little passage from Ren Butler. I like to reintroduce and familiarize the audience with him from time to time because there's a lot of new people that come in. We've had thousands of new people come in since the new year. So, you know, if you're new and you've never heard me reference Ren before, be sure to check his book out and all of his work. I really appreciate the way that he does astrology. Check out The Art of Stealing Fire by Liz Green. I'll put that up one more time in case you want to check out a really fantastic exploration of Uranus in the birth chart and Uranus and astrology in general. So that is what I've got for today. I hope you guys are having a good one, and I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Take it easy, everyone.